Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This morning on the third hour of Today, Harry's homecoming. The prince back in London, but not seeing his father, King Charles. His special mission and why there will be no royal reunion. Plus, in She Made It, talk about a glow up.
This also sells one bottle for every 12 seconds globally.
Jill meets two friends who leaned on their culture and each other to launch their own huge beauty brand. And Oscar winner Jennifer Connelly bringing the thrills to Studio 1A. She's live talking about her intense new sci-fi series today, Wednesday, May 8th, 2024.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Today, all together for what day is it?
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Pump day!
Yes!
Halfway there.
Love it.
We are halfway there.
That's
get
right.
Get us there.
Okay, we want to thank you for being with us. We're all reunited here on set. Unfortunately, no reunion over in London for a couple of royals.
No, Prince Harry back in Britain right now to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the Invictus Games. And even though he's just miles away from his father, King Charles, they're not going to be seeing each other. NBC's Kelly Cobiella is live over the pond. She's in London with more on Prince Harry's trip. What's going on here this time, Kelly?
Well, guys, you know, Prince Harry has a pretty packed schedule. He has a very short trip here to the UK as he's celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the Invictus Games. And his father, King Charles, actually is pretty busy as well, about to host a garden party here at Buckingham Palace. But according to a Sussex spokesperson, the king is so busy that there's simply no time to meet up. This morning, Prince Harry back in the UK on his own mission, touching down solo Tuesday afternoon to celebrate a decade of the Invictus Games he helped to create.
It's our birthday at Invictus Games Foundation, and we're all very excited and thrilled.
But not reuniting with his father, King Charles. A Sussex spokesperson saying, unfortunately, a meeting won't be possible because of the king's busy schedule. The statement adding, the Duke is understanding of his father's diary of commitments and various other priorities and hopes to see him soon. The father and son at separate events just over 3 miles apart Tuesday. Buckingham Palace isn't commenting on Harry's visit, but hours before he arrived, announced the king will make Prince William Colonel-in-Chief of Prince Harry's old regiment at a joint ceremony next week.
In some ways, that will be bittersweet. That will cement in many people's minds that while some relationships within the royal family are still very difficult, the main relationship between the heir and the monarch, between William and Charles, is stronger than ever.
Gun salutes marked a year since the coronation of King Charles and Queen Camilla Monday. Back then, Harry attended alone. And the Duke of Sussex briefly visiting his father in February after the king's cancer diagnosis was made public. Harry and Meghan wished health and healing for Princess Kate after her preventative cancer treatment announcement, but no outward sign of a brotherly reconciliation on this trip. A stark difference from the first Invictus Games 10 years ago. But Harry always focused on the mission of the Games, speaking with Hoda in 2022.
Every single Games that I go to, it feels amazing that we've managed to play a part in their recovery.
The Sussexes continue to follow their own path in California. The family celebrating their son Prince Archie's 5th birthday privately Monday, after William and Kate marked Princess Charlotte and Prince Louis's birthdays in April and May with new pictures of the young royals. So Prince Harry will be at a service, a Thanksgiving service at St. Paul's Cathedral here in London today for the Invictus Games. The king, as I said, has a garden party here at Buckingham Palace and usually meets with the prime minister on Wednesdays. So pretty busy schedules for both of them. The next opportunity for a family reunion would really be in mid-June. That's when the king has his official birthday parade, but we don't have an invitation list. We don't have a guest list for that yet. And the last time Prince Harry and Meghan were here for that was in 2022. They weren't on the balcony, guys, because that was reserved for working royals only. So stay tuned for that. Meantime, Meghan and Harry looking forward to that next trip, which is just at the end of this week, to Nigeria, again, promoting the Invictus Games. Guys.
All right. I root for Kelly, reconciliation.
Kelly, thank you.
I just, what? You know, if my, no matter how bad things were between me and my dad, if he was sick, hey, and by the way, it's not like Harry's in an Uber. He's got a car, can probably swing by, couple of beers, and then you're out. You're off to the airport.
If you're in the same room, just and you just give each other just a little head nod.
A little something.
Well, we've spoken.
Yes.
Okay, that's how we feel about this. Okay, now we're going to take a turn and talk about the shopping trend that so many of us can relate to. Do you ever get lured into buying more of something just because it's on sale?
Yes.
Why not?
There's actually a name for it. It's called spaving.
Well, spending more.
You spend more to save more. NBC's senior business correspondent Christine Romans is here to tell us whether we're actually saving in the end. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's a religious experience in the United States.
It makes a lot of sense. You know, I brought this up earlier this morning. I've been in a place where I bought a couple of blazers a couple weeks ago, right? So I get to the checkout and she says, hey, you can apply for this credit card and save.
You don't do that.
$65. And I said, no. And she could not believe that I wouldn't want to save the money on the spot,
good
you know,
you.
But people, because most people will fall for it.
Yeah. And you shouldn't do that, by the way. You should not open up a card for just the $65.
For that
initial
savings.
It leads to overspending. And buy one, get one half off. That's another example of spaving where they've convinced you that, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to spend money and I'm going to save, you know, $30. You're not saving $30. Right. You just spent more money. Yeah. You're getting free shipping for spending a certain amount. You'll notice this. The algorithms know this. They know that they can say, hey, you were looking at this before in your cart. If you add it, you get free shipping. And you think, oh, look, I just saved $15 on shipping. No, you just spent $60 on the thing that you put in there. And a lot of enticing language like, you know, going fast or flash sale or limited. And they even know what you've been looking at. So they'll say to you, there are only six of these blazers left.
I was just going to say, you know, it gets me. They'll be like, only two left in stock.
Exactly.
And I'm like, well, that's what they do on airline websites too. Like buying airplane tickets. It's like there's only one seat left this price.
It's meant for the impulse buyer. And we all have those impulses. And we know that impulse buying has been rising over recent years. About $183 a month was in 2020. By 2022, it was $314 a month. Now just look at that. Per month. Multiply that by 12.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you could be saving for college. You could be doing so many things. You could be saving for a down payment on a home for when the housing market gets better in a couple of years. So really watch those impulse buys.
And the problem is we're buying most of these things with our credit card.
Right.
And credit card interest rates are going up so much. So, I mean, our bottom line is impacted.
Spaving is always dangerous, but it's really dangerous now because you've got the APRs, the adjustable, rate, the interest rates on those cards are like 20, 25%. So if you've left any amount of the balance on the card, you're paying for it. So you haven't saved. In fact, you were spending and then you're spending again. So it's really double spending. It's not spaving.
I want to go back to something you just alluded to a moment ago, the algorithms that are on our phones and our laptops everywhere that track not just what we look at, but in many cases, how long we're looking at something as well. Can any of this or how much of this can be attributed to that, to those algorithms?
It's a lot of that. And they know so much about what we want to buy and our buying habits. And, you know, people who are proponents of more information and sharing your information will say, look, we're not going to show you something that you don't want. We're going to make sure we're hand delivering to you what is interesting for you
That's
and your family,
it's so tempting.
Which is why it's so tempting. But it also can lead to overspending. And that is the real danger there. And we're sort of wired to think we are saving money when we're not saving money. We are just spending more money.
Spending money.
I know.
So how do we combat that?
So a couple of things you can do. You know, I always say make a budget. You want to do that. You want to get the noise out of your life a little bit. And so make a budget and know what it is that your priorities are for the month. Create some shopping hurdles. One study said that 53% of Americans had bought something online while drinking. Okay, well then don't browse while you're having a glass of rosé. I like to say do a digital detox for a week. Just say, I'm going to challenge myself for 1 week.
Nothing.
I'm not buying anything online. Ooh. Only the stuff that the automatic payments that come out. She's like, a week?
I didn't mean to make that noise.
52 a week.
You hit me.
A week of a digital, just to see, just for the awareness of that. I think it's really important.
And then you add it all up and realize this is not good.
It's real money.
This is an important segment.
Well, unless it's something you really need.
Yeah,
and then you can spave for that. Make a list of what you want to spave for, right? If it's something that you need, then watch for that deal, that buy one, get one half off, if it's something that you could do.
Christine, we have to end this conversation to go to commercial.
Oh, yes, so we make some money.
Sell some more.
Because money.
They will probably help spave you some money. Anyway, still to come on today's checklist, we got an important health lesson, how we need to understand our blood pressure and keep it in check. Then later in She Made It, we got two friends enjoying the fruits of their labor. Jill Martin learning how a girl's night in led to one of the hottest beauty brands around. Third hour of today, I'll be right back.
I'm stealing that.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back with an important today's checklist. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. And a lot of folks, well, they don't really know what their numbers mean. So we brought in an expert. We've got internist Dr. Kavita Agarwal to help us better understand our blood pressure and the impact on our health. Dr. Agarwal, first of all, my apologies for butchering your name
That's fine.
Welcome back. So let's start off with the basics. What exactly is hypertension? What does that medical term mean?
And that is a very good question. So hypertension is having an elevated abnormal blood pressure. And first, let's talk about what blood pressure is. Blood pressure is actually the force of blood running through the arteries of your through your body. Mm-hmm. And you're probably aware that your doctor records it as two different numbers, a top number and a bottom number. The top is systolic. The bottom is diastolic. And the American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association have put up different categories of what is normal and what is not. So you'll see a chart, and you'll see that a normal blood pressure is a systolic less than 120 and a diastolic less than 80. Elevated blood pressure is where the systolic is between 120 and 129 and the diastolic is still under 80. Then we have stage 1 hypertension, where your systolic is between 130 and 139, diastolic 80 and 89. Stage 2, 140 or higher, diastolic 90 or higher. And then that last category, I do want to note hypertensive crisis. If you ever find your pressure in that zone, I would just kind of relax.
Yeah.
You know, take a breath.
Sure.
Recheck your pressure. And if it's still that high, call your doctor immediately.
Okay.
Yeah. These are good. One thing I know to be true, there are people I remember growing up, oh, my blood pressure's high. And it almost becomes so many people are talking about it that you're almost immune to it.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to talk about the risk factors. Yeah. It's not just something to throw around.
No, it's not. And, you know, genetics really matter. If you have a family history, you have a higher incidence of developing high blood pressure. Gender and age matter as well. There's a slightly higher risk among men, and then they develop it typically at a younger age, women over the age of 65. And then also, there's a higher incidence among the African-American population.
Mm-hmm. So then let's talk about then exactly diabetes, kidney disease. I mean, things come from this.
Yeah, so there are certain medical conditions that physiologically can increase your risk of developing high blood pressure, such as the ones you mentioned, diabetes, kidney disease, and sleep apnea.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
Doctor, let's say you're not at the doctor and you're at home. How can you check your blood pressure to make sure it's okay?
Right. So typically the diagnosis of hypertension is made at the doctor's office, but there are certain circumstances where your doctor will want you to check it at home. Mm-hmm. Like, say you have white coat hypertension where you're a little anxious at the doctor's office and we want you to check it at home where you're more relaxed and calm, mm-hmm. or we need more data points. So there's a lot of different monitors out there, and I would like you to check out the website validatebp.org. It has a listing of different monitors that are accurate and reliable.
Okay.
And again, lots of different monitors. You want the one that is a bicep cuff monitor. I brought mm-hmm. in my own monitor today.
Okay.
You want the cuff that sits on your arm, not the ones on your wrist or finger. Mm-hmm. When you're checking your pressure, you want to make sure that you avoid smoking, drinking caffeine, or exercising for 30 minutes prior to checking. You want to choose a seat that has a supported back and where your feet can be planted on the ground so you have good support. Have a table next to you that's at heart level, and support mm-hmm. your arm when you check your pressure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Remove the clothing from your upper arm, place the cuff on the arm, and then just kind of sit and relax for like a minute or two because we want you to be relaxed.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Check your pressure. And again, these monitors are super easy. Just a hit of a button and you can get your number.
Okay.
Check it again 2 minutes later and then talk to your doctor about the results.
Perfect. Yep. Great.
So, doctor, let's say you do have hypertension. What are some of the negative impacts that this causes?
And again, just like we said, hypertension is one of the leading causes of vascular disease. And as this graphic depicts, it affects multiple organ systems in your body. So it can cause atherosclerotic heart disease. So that means, you know, increased risk of heart attacks, mm-hmm. congestive heart failure, kidney disease, peripheral arterial disease, and strokes,
vision loss too,
exactly, and sexual dysfunction. So it really can affect a lot of different things.
And then, so you have this, what are some of the ways to prevent that elevated blood pressure, or at least, you know, try to mitigate it if you do have it?
Right. And again, you know, about half of the adults in America have high blood pressure right now. So this is an important topic to talk about. What can we do to prevent it? So first and foremost, having a healthy diet, mm-hmm. lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains. You want to limit the amount of saturated fats, lean proteins, mm-hmm. limit your sodium intake to less than 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams a day. Cut your caffeine intake, quit smoking.
Alcohol.
You want to have regular exercise, 150 minutes of cardio.
You just lost Greg on that one.
Okay.
Got to get my blood pressure.
And stress management. There's such a big connection between mental health and physical health, right?
And no tobacco.
Yeah.
Don't smoke.
Yeah.
Yes. All the things you know to do
healthy things.
Every day on the show. It's just a matter of doing it.
Doing it.
Thank you, Dr. Agarwal.
Thank you so much.
All right. Just ahead, it's She Made It. Two friends turned beauty CEOs. Jill found out how they took one product and found the recipe for a booming skincare brand. And then later, Jennifer Connelly is stopping by and tells us about her sci-fi thriller series. We'll be right back. We are back with She Made It in honor of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. This morning, we are meeting two friends who have weaved their heritage into their own beauty brand. Today, lifestyle and commerce contributor Jill Martin Brooks is here with their story. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm so excited about this one. Co-founders Sarah Lee and Christine Chang first started their global skincare company as a way to introduce Korean beauty to the U.S. Now, they are celebrating 10 years of Glow Recipe, where the ingredient to their success is their friendship.
Our company was founded based on our friendship, and I think that's pretty unique.
When Sarah Lee and Christine Chang founded Glow Recipe 10 years ago, they never imagined that their bright idea would become a multi-million dollar company. The friends, turned co-CEOs, met while living in Korea, working in marketing and product development for L'Oreal. When their jobs moved them to New York City, the pair noticed a difference in Western skincare.
What was it about your backgrounds that you felt was important to infuse into beauty in the U.S.?
Having this bicultural experience really helped us see how different beauty cultures were. Skincare is the best part of your day, but then seeing how differently it was perceived here, this chore you had to get through, we really felt we could put our stamp on what makes skincare fun.
It was during a girls' night in when the two felt inspired to put self-care back into skincare.
One night, Christine was at my apartment in New York, and we were drinking wine, sheet masking, and of course, talking skincare. We wanted to find a way to have people truly enjoy skincare, immerse themselves into the experiences, while not compromising ever on the efficacy of the products.
Sarah and Christine left their corporate jobs, each pulling $25,000 from their savings. And in 2014, they launched a website called Glow Recipe, curating Korean beauty brands.
Our site was basically cobbled together by the two of us. So a lot of very poor Photoshop, a lot of Googling to try to understand the code. And we did just everything from the ground up.
In the first few years, Sarah and Christine worked hard to spread the word about their e-commerce website, even hoping to impress a few investors on Shark Tank.
Got three offers and ultimately shook hands with Robert Herjavec on this show. So that didn't work out. We didn't end up taking the funds, but all in all, an incredible experience, and our site sales exploded.
Then, in 2016, Christine and Sarah decided to take a risk themselves, pivoting the company to develop their own line of Glow Recipe products. But they needed to pitch it first.
How did the meeting with Sephora happen?
We had a lunch meeting with the top chief merchandising officer with a small lab sample that we had in a white jar. And on an iPad, we had a concept slide that we had written. We were nervous, excited, all at the same time.
Their risk paid off. Sephora launched with Glow Recipe's only two products at the time, including the brand's widely popular Watermelon Glow Sleeping Mask.
I still remember to this day their reaction. They said this was going to be huge.
And it sold out.
It also had a wait list of, I think, 8,000 people.
And in that first year with the beauty retailer, sales reached $7 million.
This is the Watermelon Glow Niacinamide Dewdrops. This also sells one bottle for every 12 seconds globally.
Today, Glow Recipe is achieving their goal of making skincare look fun to their over 2 million followers on social media. The fruit-forward brand has expanded to more than 20 products, with retail sales topping $300 million just last year.
I know it's hard for entrepreneurs, but you're sitting here on the Today Show telling your story. Do you ever take a moment to say, look what we did?
I think we could do that more, to be honest.
I think as entrepreneurs, you often think about, okay, I just need to get to that next milestone. I just need to get to this revenue level. You need both the good and the bad, the highs and the lows, because we realize it's all part of the experience. It's all a milestone, and we're incredibly grateful.
I love their friendship. I love their story. And Glow Recipe is also committed to inclusivity. Last year, their Do You Get It, Al?
Indeed.
Campaign casted models without ever seeing what they look like to show that anyone can star in a beauty campaign. And we have some of their products right here, although you know some of them, including their Do Bomb sunscreen serum, which is right here at the stick that launched last week. And it's great because it's a stick with SPF in it, so it's very easy to use, Craig.
Yeah, that looks great. It looks great. And those women staying in that night led to like a $300 million company.
That's amazing.
Could you believe that?
What is
they made a joke in the commercial, and now I can't get out.
Jennifer,
Jennifer Connelly
is here live in Studio 1A, out with a new mind-bending sci-fi series. Can't wait to hear all about it. Then later, we're going to shower you with travel hacks in this morning's style file, like the creative way to use a shower cap for your next trip. I've never used one. Third hour of today, I'll be right back.
This morning, we are catching up with an Oscar-winning actress. In 2002, Jennifer Connelly took home the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role in A Beautiful Mind.
She then went on to star in hits like He's Just Not That Into You and opposite Tom Cruise in the blockbuster Top Gun Maverick.
Well, now Jennifer is back, this time in the new series Dark Matter. She's it's a sci-fi thriller about alternate realities.
She plays Daniela, whose husband Jason gets sent into an alternate reality, leaving another version of him behind. And Daniela notices her husband acting strangely. Ooh. Jennifer, good morning.
You got
us.
Brewing.
Yeah.
Good morning. How are you?
I am so fascinated by this movie. It's based on a novel of the same name.
Yes.
How would you describe it? It gets a little complicated.
Well, I think you guys pitched the storyline really well. You know, this man is abducted from his life and wakes up in an alternate reality. And meanwhile, someone else is living his life with his family back home. So it explores alternate realities, but it's also just a portrait of a marriage, frankly. Yeah. And I think a metaphor for people sort of sorting through these things, asking themselves these questions like, what is the path not taken? You know,
I love it.
Yeah.
Does it follow the book closely?
Very closely. The book was written by Blake Crouch, and he was our showrunner. And he wrote many of our scripts for the show. So he was there every day.
That's cool.
You know, when you do a series like this, and you've got you and Jason both play the same person, but with different nuances and shades. How do you calibrate
your performance like that?
I think it was different for Joel Edgerton, who plays Jason, my husband, in the show, than for me, because of the plot, his characters have to be very close together. In fact, one is kind of an imposter. So there have to be very subtle distinctions. And my character, we could have a little more fun with it, with how she looked and how different choices in her life affected the way she presented herself.
I mean, in real life, IRL, as the kids would say, if you were to wake up in an alternate universe yourself tomorrow, what would you be doing differently than you're doing now?
I think, in terms of the big things, I'm pretty lucky. I think I'm pretty grateful for the life that I have. You know, I love this work that I do. It's an amazing job. Every day it just feels like such a great opportunity. I have like the best family.
Yeah.
And so we live in a great city. It's
no alternate good. Reality for you. Yeah.
I'm happy.
This I love this. When we opened the segment, you know, we showed some of the projects that you've done, your movies. I'm always curious, if you're sitting home one day and you're flipping through and a movie of yours is on, do you watch it? Do you lean in?
Absolutely not.
Not?
No.
Let's say A Beautiful Mind is on. You don't go?
No, I leave the room. Yeah, really? No.
You don't want to see it?
I want to see, like, when it first comes out, I want to see it and see what we did. And, you know, and that's enough for me.
Never.
Like,
I don't go back?
Well, how come?
No. I don't know. I get squirmy. I get cringy. I'm
so
like,
funny.
It's hard.
Even Top Gun?
That movie is really fun.
Yeah.
I had an amazing, I don't want to go back and watch myself. Maybe I'll leave for my scene.
You know, finds this concept so strange because he records himself.
My daughter literally has said, Dad, nobody enjoys watching you as much as you do.
That's
really?
Yeah. And I said, if I don't, who will?
I love that.
So if you're not watching yourself, let's imagine if you could play a character again, if you could do another installment of a project, which project would it be?
I mean, you mentioned Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Do another one of those. That was pretty fun.
What did you love about it?
Everything. Mm-hmm. I loved everything about it. We just had an amazing experience. I think the movie really worked. You know, Tom Cruise, I've never met anyone like him. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Loved the director, Joe Kaczynski. And I thought it was a really fun movie.
Could there be a follow-up?
I've heard rumor, so we'll see. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sounds like it's happening.
Yeah. We're here.
By the way, really quickly, one of the things, your alternate is a Mythbuster. Do you have a black belt in Taekwondo? We have seen this online. True or false?
False.
Oh, that's false? I bet you do.
No. I mean, I'm sporty, but never once. Not one
Where
lesson
did this come from?
Ever. No idea.
But, I mean, Taekwondo, did you ever train it?
No. Oh. I've never done
Maybe
never
in a
done
parallel
Taekwondo.
Universe.
There you go.
That's
bring it
that
you're not aware of. To bring it all
that's
full circle. An alternate
so
reality.
It's have you here, Jennifer.
Thank
it's
you so
to
much.
Be here. Thanks,
Thank
you guys.
You,
Dark Matter premieres today on Apple TV Plus with new episodes streaming every Wednesday.
Coming up, we're going to pack some great hacks into our style file when we show you the right way to prepare for your next vacation, including the viral 3-3-3 packing method. And then later in Today Food, we're going to bring the flavor with a meaty meal that you can whip up for your family. Third hour of Today, we'll be right back.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
AT&T is opening connected learning centers across the country, opening doors for students in need by giving them access to free high-speed internet, computers, and educational resources that can keep them learning. It's just part of our ongoing commitment to help more students stay connected. Because when students stay connected, they get closer to their dreams. To learn more, visit att.com/connectedlearning.
Summer is fast approaching, so we've got vacation on the mind. And this morning, we're going to talk about the least fun part of the trip,
package. Yeah. Although I maintain that's part of the fun. Because it gets you,
get you,
you anticipate. So here with some hacks is affordable lifestyle expert Patrice J. Williams. Patrice, good to see you.
Good morning.
So tell us about 333.
Okay, so 333, it's right behind you. It's the concept of mixing and matching your wardrobe. Helps you pack smarter. So we've got one pair of shorts right here,
right?
Most people have a pair of shorts. You've got three tops. You can wear it with a bodysuit if you want to do that. You can wear it with a long sleeve shirt.
So you're not
shirt.
Overpacking.
You're not overpacking. You're mixing and matching.
Mixing and matching.
Cool. And for this how long of a vacation is this?
This could be easily for 5 or 6 days, but you could also do 4, 4, 4, 5, 5, 5, depending on the length of your
trip. And how about the seasonal?
So the shoes, the bottoms of your shoes are filthy. They're absolutely dirty.
I love this idea.
This is gross. So, like, this is one of my hacks. Like,
use a shower cap.
But no so they even get your stuff.
So it doesn't, like,
I heard that.
Yeah, it's really nasty. I hate it when I see people do this.
That's a great idea.
Cover the bottoms of your shoes.
Because you know what? Sometimes you don't want to use your shoe bags because then they get inside.
Yeah. Or even if you just forget your shoe bags.
No, this is good.
This is easy.
Okay.
Saran wrap?
That's a choice, but okay.
That's a choice.
That's a choice. It's totally fine.
So, are we on to the money part yet?
Let's head to the money.
Really quickly. When you travel internationally or wherever, you don't want to take a lot of money. And my grandmother, that was like one of her rules. I remember she gave me this like satin thing that had snaps on it, and you put it on the inside of your bra strap. And I remember being in Mexico walking around like,
strapped to you. Well, this is an alternative.
Well, we took a little bit of a diversion there, but.
Because sell them, it's a thing.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But also, chapstick if you want to use an empty tube.
You can clean it out good enough.
You have to do that yourself? You have to clean out the chapstick?
I mean, it doesn't take too long. I'm sure you can find someone on TaskRabbit if need be.
Sure.
But it's not that hard. Just empty it out. Or even if you have an empty tube of chapstick
then
roll up your cash in there. Nobody's going to sit still. Well, don't use that. But also, even when it comes to your toiletries, you can use, again, the shower cap or just remaining like plastic wrap that you have to cover the top so it doesn't spill out.
Leaks.
Exactly. So no leakages over here.
Okay, great. Now we have bags that are designed to travel with.
So this is Cintia. This is the travel belt. It's literally a belt that you can wrap around your personal item.
Yeah.
So it attaches to your suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of having your bag falling and flopping all over, but also it comes with these little buddy bags right here as well.
So
you can actually attach it to the belt right here. And so want your passport in there, your wallet, easily accessible things, but you can easily turn this into a crossbody bag as well and wear this.
Patricia, you know what I would love? A keychain that becomes a bag.
And I got that for you. Right over here.
Whoa.
This is by Kiote.
That's pretty cool.
That's
pretty cool.
So this is by Kiote, a small woman-owned brand.
Cute.
And it's Kiote, so like a key tote. So it's water-resistant nylon.
That holds
up to 50 pounds.
Wow.
So if you know that you're going shopping, flea market when you're traveling. And I love it that these come in all of these like really
that's
unique
really cute.
Neutral colors.
That's adorable.
Up to 50 pounds, really water resistant material as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now an iron on the go.
An iron on the go. So we've got a steamer here. This is by Qi. This one is actually on. So like you have the top display here. So if you want to select cotton, if you want to select wool, silk, but also there's like a little steam button on the side as well. So this is really great if you're packing with compression bags and your clothes are going to get all wrinkled and everything. This is a really
packing
easy
dresses
way.
And whatnot.
Yeah,
I like that it can do both. It can steam.
It steams and it irons. Weighs less than 2 pounds. Really comfortable.
Wow.
It's like the flat iron. Yeah, they make steamers as well. So they know what they're doing.
Patrice, this was just all winners. Thank you.
I might have another childhood story for you next time you come back.
I do want to hear a little bit more about Grandma Ma's.
No. Let's just keep
money clip.
We need more money and underwear.
Hey, Grandma Mom, by the way, I know she's watching. In today's food, a weeknight feast that you can make tonight, including the side of potatoes that are going to actually probably be the star of the meal. Third hour of today, hopefully right back after this.
I'm not sure.
We're back barely, but we're back with today's food, and we are amping up the flavors with not one but two recipes for Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Here to show us how to do it, celebrity chef and host of Taste Made's All Up in My Grill, Dale Talde. Dale, welcome back.
Hi, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Smells great.
We've had so many questions about what you're making for us.
Filipino grilled pork belly.
Yes. So, you know, we are a nation that loves pork.
Yes.
And let's get started on this marinade for our pork belly. So it starts with a little soy sauce. We have garlic inside the bowl, which is a big, big flavoring agent in this marinade.
Yeah. Brown sugar?
Brown sugar.
Did you know that was Chanel's nickname?
Come on now.
That's why we are.
That's why she's here. Got it. Fish sauce. We do some lime juice, a little oyster sauce. So this stuff is magic, guys. If you don't have this in your pantry, you must go get it. It adds such a beautiful savoriness to things.
Umami.
And this is, tons of umami. That's like the hot word right now, right, guys?
Yes.
So then in this marinade.
Is that oil?
Yeah, just a little grapeseed oil.
Okay.
And then we're going to mix this up and then pour it over our...
How long are you going to let that marinate?
So listen, ideally 4 to 6 hours. In the fridge, awesome overnight. If you can't, a few hours, it's going to make a world of difference. That vinegar really helps break down some of that, makes this pork belly tender.
Now you're going to put a marinade on this?
Then we have a glaze. So that was our marinade, right? So now we go with our glaze. We have a little honey here. We have an awesome condiment called banana ketchup.
Banana ketchup, I'm not familiar. And it's exactly what you think it is, right?
Ketchup made out of banana.
So it's like,
really?
Yeah, it's all the flavors of ketchup, like clove, a little nutmeg, banana.
Where do you find it?
So, a lot of Filipino, right next
to the banana mustard.
anywhere there's like an Asian store, but with Filipino products, you'll have this. So we take this and we'll glaze our pork belly with, and see how it has that beautiful lacquer immediately.
That's exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Chef, let me ask you, asking for a friend. Could you use the same marinade with like chicken thighs?
Absolutely, chicken thighs. This would be great with, a light glaze with steak. If you have a steak that you want marinated. Even shrimp, this would be fantastic with shrimp.
Oh my God.
But you would cook these pork bellies about four to five minutes on each side.
Oh, they're quick. That's delicious.
I know, right?
I love it, guys. Delicious. It's like lunch, right?
Okay. Now potatoes?
Now tell us how to make, you say these potatoes, don't sleep on these potatoes.
Don't sleep on these potatoes. Because, adobo is the national dish of the Philippines, right?
Okay.
And that is basically cooking anything in soy sauce, vinegar, garlic, black pepper, bay leaf, and onions.
Okay.
So what we're doing right here is we're grilling some of these fingerling potatoes. You can use any kind of potatoes, russet.
Are they covered in oil or anything?
Yeah,
or
just... we just salt, pepper, and oil these potatoes. And then you give them a nice little grill and a char, and then we're going to add them to our adobo liquid.
Okay.
Get these in there.
What else is in the liquid?
Water, soy sauce, vinegar, bay leaves, garlic, onions, black pepper. And then we're going to finish this with
coconut
milk.
Can you try the broth?
It's hard to make anything bad when you have coconut milk because it just makes everything taste really good.
I
got to
tell you, this is something I've my mind doesn't even know what I'm tasting, and it's amazing.
So, you know, the Philippines is like, we own sour, that flavor of sour.
We own sour,
so well.
Yes.
And you pair it with rice or, dip in bread or just like this, honestly. It's a great entree, but it's like, this is like my version of potato salad at the cookout.
You know what? You are invited to my cookout any day.
Can I?
Yes.
I've asked a bunch of people. Sometimes I get the denied.
No. You are welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
And you can bring that pork belly with you.
In fact, you have to bring everything.
Yes. If you go to Chanel's house, you are.
You bring it with you. That was fantastic.
Chef, thank you. Dale, thank you so much. And again, the name of the restaurant in Sleepy Hollow?
Goose Feather. It's actually in Tarrytown.
Tarrytown.
Okay.
You can catch the fourth season of All Up In My Grill on Taste Made July 3rd. You can also scan that QR code or you can go to today.com to get this recipe. And you can also access your free account, third hour of today, right back after this.
It's like my taste buds are doing jumping jacks.
I know.
Tomorrow on the third hour of today, actor Carlo Gugino is live in Studio 1A.
Coming up on Hoda and Jenna, Tom Selleck opening up about his new memoir.
Back in Magnum P.I. himself.
Yes, huh? Yeah.
We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. AT&T is opening connected learning centers across the country, opening doors for students in need by giving them access to free high-speed internet, computers, and educational resources that can keep them learning. It's just part of our ongoing commitment to help more students stay connected. Because when students stay connected, they get closer to their dreams. To learn more, visit att.com/connectedlearning.